Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If this is not a medical emergency, how may I help you?
I have a question. I don't know if you'll have the answer to it. I am looking at the publichealth.gov website for the different phases of eligibility for the coronavirus vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it shows that the 1C, the first step, person 65 to 74, is available. And in the next step, which is not highlighted as being available yet, but is the next step down on the 1C phase, is people 16 to 64 with medical conditions. And my question is, we have a 17-year-old and a 50-year-old in Tuscaloosa who have asthma. Is there a form or something we have to get filled out from a doctor for their asthma for when this phase is opened?
No, ma'am. Once you apply or attempt to apply online, it will either allow you to submit the request or not. So it will ask you what conditions and the age and the name and the email and phone number.
It'll ask us on that sign up site that they have, and we don't need to get paper documentation from the medical provider.
It doesn't state that you're required to, but again, it's either it's going to allow you to do it or not.
Okay, so it'll have questions like it does now for, like we had someone that worked for the Postal Service, and we could answer yes to that question when we got their appointment. So there'll be questions about which medical conditions you have, and when you answer that, it will allow us to sign up. But we don't need to go and call the doctor to get any kind of paperwork from them. Is that correct?
I will go ahead and register, and then I'll still have the paperwork on handy. I'll still just have a copy of it showing the symptoms of what the person has. I'll still have that.
Okay.
You just may need it as documentation either way.
But we don't know. Okay, because it's hard to get the doctors, you know. That's why I was asking the question. I know in some of the states they aren't asking for it, and I thought maybe, you know, so we'll probably need to try to get information on a letterhead or something from a doctor's office, you think? Or we're just not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I don't think they ask for all that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the question, and I hope y'all have a great day. I know you're really busy.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling in, and have a great day. Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Bye-bye.